Men who missed a flight at Boston's Logan International Airport is now missing a lot more than that. That man
questioned by the TSA about the cash he was carrying. That's when he claimed to be carrying $1,500, then changed the amount to between $40,000 and $50,000. After officials counted it, the grand total was actually $138,980. They say his destination was, quote, a source area for illegal narcotics. The man refused to sign a receipt for the money and left the airport.
Fox's Tanya J. Howard, America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Another day, another risk of thunderstorms in the forecast today. We're headed for the upper 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms most numerous this afternoon and this evening. A couple of stronger storms can't be ruled out. Tonight's low 67. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix, upper 80s again. Generous supply of showers and thunderstorms will be roaming around. On Saturday, I can't rule out an isolated thunderstorm somewhere in the area during the afternoon. Otherwise, much of the weekend should be warm and dry with highs in the upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Lee High School basketball star is dead after a drowning in Auburn. Police say 18-year-old Jamari Smith drowned Wednesday afternoon at Chewakla State Park while swimming with friends. Police do not suspect foul play in the case. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 9,000 people have recovered from the coronavirus. This is the total number of confirmed cases is now up to 16,000. Health officials say at least 580 people have died. Close to 200,000 have been tested. And Jackson Hospital in Montgomery is now requiring that visitors entering a Jackson Hospital and clinic facility wear a mask at all times. Jackson Hospital is currently treating 43 COVID-19 patients. There are 21 patients with pending test results. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Text us to receive up to 5 marketing texts sent via automated technology to your number. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply. Membership automatically renews. Cancel anytime.
Hi, you ever heard of Beachbody On Demand? Hold on a second. Here is your free membership. I'm Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I just sent a free membership to another customer. And I'm giving away 10,000 free memberships a week to anyone who texts me right now to try our new Beachbody On Demand fitness and nutrition app. Just text the word JOIN to 303030 to get instant access to all $8,000 of our best-selling fitness programs, like 21 Day Fix, Insanity, P90X, T25, and Pio. These programs really work, and this is your one chance to try them for free. Just text the word JOIN to 303030. That's J-O-I-N to 303030 right now, and I'll send you your own free membership.
You know, I talk with David Ernest all the time, and I ask him questions like, David, what's going to happen with the economy?
Look, who knows what's going to happen? That's the problem. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. So why do you want to lose your dough if you don't know?
And what about the stock market? How safe is that for investing?
If you're young, fine. Keep on using that stock market in an aggressive way. But if you're getting close to retirement, maybe you need to take a look at what we do.
And it's easy to take a look at what we do. Just call David Ernest at 279-7431.
When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
279-7431.
What about them gigantic bonuses that we add up front? Or the insurance companies do. When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
Call David Ernest today. 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I guess all of us have had the experience of getting into a discussion and coming up with the right answer 2 hours later when we're all alone. I'll be right back. My award for someone who thought of the right answer while the discussion was still going on is a young man named Brad Lanaweaver, a member of Young Americans for Freedom at Pennsylvania State University. He has written of an encounter on the campus with a pretty young lady who believes socialism is the answer to our problems. His own philosophy was self-evident because he was wearing a button that proclaimed, "Cut down big government." With the cool breeze stirring her hair, she asked what Brad described as her ace-up-the-sleeve question. Even you right-wingers don't want to starve. Wouldn't you like a guarantee that you won't ever go hungry? Brad knew that if he admitted to this, she'd follow with, "So why not such a guarantee for shelter, medicine, and all the rest?" He paused, and then gave her the victory she was seeking, or so she thought. He said, "Sure, I'd like to lay my hands on everything I can get." "Oh," she said, "but the state is the closest you can come to such a guarantee." Brad described her as braced for a counterattack involving the magic of the market mechanism, but he threw another curve. "Sure," he said, "I grant that. There's something more. I'd like a guarantee of shelter and medical treatment and even some recreation." She must have thought she had a convert. A little shocked, she spoke, "But that's what we support. Why are you wearing that button?" She meant, of course, that cut-down big government button. Brad wasn't finished. He said to her, "I would also like a yacht." Somewhat defeated, she answered, "Well, if you're not going to be serious about it." "But I am," Brad said as earnestly as he could. "I would really and truly like a yacht. Also a seaside villa." "Look," she said sternly, "you know what I'm talking about. Sharing. I'm not interested in your greedy daydreams. I'm asking what everyone should have." "All right," Brad answered, "I understand. Let everyone have a yacht." "But how?" she asked lucidly with the first sign of a rational thought. "Don't bother me with that," he said. "There'll be a way, I'm sure. Just so everyone has a yacht. However, there is one more thing I would like." "What?" she asked. "Two yachts." Brad wrote that she looked rather unpleasant at that point, and he feared for his safety. Then she declared, "It's people like you who keep socialism from working." And Brad agreed. Yes, quite right. Perhaps if people like me were put away somewhere, socialism would have a chance. By now, she was really glaring as she tried to think of an answer. Brad continued, "But there's still one problem. How many are there, like me?" "Well, not as many as you think," she said, and walked away. And then Brad came up with a really appropriate last line. He wrote, "There she's wrong, and that's why she's a socialist." How right he is. Socialists ignore the side of man that is of the spirit. They can provide shelter, fill your belly with bacon and beans, treat you when you're ill, all the things that are guaranteed to a prisoner or a slave. They don't understand that we also dream. Yes, even of sometime owning a yacht. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome aboard, everyone. Stock market is up 166 points. The temperature outside is 84 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
Doing really well. How are you?
I'm good. Benji's good. Life is good. I had a great salad last night. I had leftover steak salad with my ranch dressing that I make up. It was really good. Benji got to get some leftovers. He doesn't like salad, I can tell you that. he could eat everything but the green thing. And the funny thing, he'll go out in the yard and he'll chew on leaves. But he didn't want it. And I was thinking, maybe he'll like the salad. Maybe that's his upset stomach.
Yeah, I had some Indian tandoori chicken last night, and it was unreal. I'm going to get that more often.
Tandoori chicken?
Or tandoori, excuse me.
Tandoori chicken, yeah. From India.
Yeah.
Wait. That's right. Tandoori, that means it has syphilis.
I hope not. It's going to be a Nietzschean end to me.
It's kind of like Chiha State Park. I asked my son. And my son goes, "Daddy, what does Chiha mean?" I said, "Get your dog out of my teepee."
Joey seems really weak and he's speaking in aphorisms and old riddles. You should check on him.
The Chiha. Love it. 272-9228. That's where we are. Any caller can get in on this weekly Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $6 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. You guys are loving yourselves some Sweet Creek Farm Market. I get these posts on my Facebook where it's the Boston butt that they got, and but they sent me a picture, and it was the wrapper with the Boston butt was in it, and there was just this little bit of stuff down at the bottom of it, and that was it. And it said, Boston butt gone.
Nice.
And I'm going to Sweet Creek Farm Market this weekend to get another. I mean, he said it lasted him 5 days. That's pretty darn good.
It is.
Let's go to Soulja Boy wants to vent, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Soulja Boy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
First of all, before I vent, I would believe in having positivity is equal to the amount of negativity.
Okay.
All right. I like to. First thing is, I want to Sweet Creek. The best deal out there is the 2 rack of ribs for $25.
That is a good deal.
No,
I'm still munching on mine.
You can't get a better rib or a better price in town for 2 racks of ribs.
They're that well cooked. I mean, they literally fall off the bone. Literally.
I didn't see Reed out there or his lovely wife flipping them over and cooking them. So, you know.
There you go.
Second thing is I want to thank you and Joey for having your repeat podcast later in the evening, because sometimes I miss it in the afternoon, your show, and I get to hear it.
That's good. Great idea. Why'd you do that?
Love it. Third thing is, let's talk about the the cop who put the knee on top of the gentleman's head and then
unbelievable.
Here's what I don't understand is, even the local news is carrying the water bucket. They're calling what I saw on television with my own eyes, and I wear glasses with corrected 20/20 vision. They call it an unrest. There's an unrest going on.
Oh, you had a demonstration last night?
It's not even a demonstration. It's a riot going on.
Yeah, it is a riot.
I mean, I don't know, and I've argued with some of my so-called friends. I had to defriend a couple people, unfortunately. They compared it to the Boston Tea Party, Dan.
What?
That's what I said, and I didn't understand the correlation. I was like, wait a minute, how does Target?
Yeah, how does taxing tea and burning down AutoZone
and destroying personal property and private property have anything to do with civil unrest?
But, Soulja Boy, you need to get your terminology right. The New York Times, here's how they called it. They said, breaking news, destructive protests.
Destructive protests. Mm. It's a destructive protest now. I mean, they had videos of people going into Target, and I guess to make them, I have no problem using the Constitution for a peaceful assembly. I mean, look what happened in Virginia. We show up there and protest, or we're a bunch of Nazis, gun toters, and everything else. But these people, it's civil unrest, and they're just venting. How do you vent by stealing a 75, 80-inch TV out?
Yeah, did you see the guy that had the big cart and had like five of them on there?
Oh, he had four or five.
Greedy.
I'm going to start my TV wall, finally.
I mean, these people are not smart enough. Look what happened to Ferguson. Look what happened to O.J. Simpson. Those businesses, their insurance companies paid out and would not cover them again, and those businesses left, and unemployment in their neighborhoods skyrocketed.
Yep.
They don't see the... How do you feel better? And here's what's so funny is, one of the police officers...
Well, I can answer the question you're about to ask.
Okay.
Why do they feel better for doing that? Because they have a brand new 85 TV.
I mean, I just can't understand the rationale of people. It's like, do I need to have a person of different color so I can justify me going into... And where were the police at? Again, no police.
No, they were there.
No, not when they're... Not the, at the, around their... Well, they were getting their cars kicked in and burned in, and they had them on top of their roofs at their police station, and their windows busted out with rocks.
What they did is, the police were at two places. One next to the precinct that does that area. Another one was downtown where the original demonstration protest happened. They then went over about five blocks away and went to where the AutoZone is. What it is about AutoZones, I don't know. But they did the same. Ferguson, you remember the Ferguson AutoZone, they burned that one down too.
It was the AutoZone. That's what they were showing the correlation on TV. And I was like, why are they picking on AutoZones?
Yeah, I know.
And they got oil in there, so you know that's a burning target.
Brake fluid, I guess.
Well, from the cars they steal, too. I don't.
Hey,
I just
hey,
don't
hey.
Understand.
Now, don't go that far now.
Well, we don't know yet, do we?
We don't, but.
I mean, I've never been raised.
And then L.A., they're riding in L.A. also.
That's right. And those businesses never came back. Those businesses never came back.
No, I'm talking about last night they're riding in L.A.
For the same reason?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Let me ask you a question. Where is the community, the black and brown community, uprise about, if black lives truly matter, okay, why, where is the uprise in those black and brown communities about the killings that go into Chicago every week?
Well,
hundreds and thousands.
It's because it's a white police officer against a black man. But let me first preface anything up from this point on that the guy should not have died. Everything, I talked to two people that are pretty high up in the police forces, and both of them said there was nothing that officer did that was by the book. There was nothing.
Well, the guy didn't resist.
Yeah, he didn't resist. We don't know what happened from the point that they stand him up from when he's laying down against the wall to he's on the other side of the car. But to have their knee on his neck, his carotid artery.
Oh, yeah.
That is just, I mean, that's ridiculous.
Typically a civil violation, but of course that'll be handled in civil and criminal court too. I'm sure that'll be taken, but it doesn't justify everything else in these political agendas that are trying to jump on board on this issue.
Yeah, I mean, and the mayor, I don't know if you listened to the mayor yesterday and today, but he's like groveling. I'm sorry that it happened. We're going to make it right. We're going to make it right for the families. We need to get all the details of exactly what happened. But please stop burning down Minneapolis. My headquarters is in Minneapolis, and I was talking to somebody there this morning. We have the largest building in Minneapolis, and it's straight downtown. And for those that are familiar with Minneapolis, it's not far from the gigantic downtown park. They could see the burning from last night, and it still was smoldering today. And it's about 5 miles from where they are.
I see. Was it Antifa is showing their head now? They're joining in.
Yeah, of course. This is right up their alley. They like civil unrest.
And you know what? I don't have a problem with civil unrest if it is warranted after the investigation and, you know, the sentencing. You know what I mean? But before you get everything down, and I noticed the four other police officers are just as guilty as that officer that put because other four officers, you can see in the video, could hear the guy said, I can't breathe. And he's actually, they're not condemning it. They're condoning it by allowing, instead of grabbing the other police officers and saying, hey, get off of him.
Yeah, exactly. If one of them would have gone up to him and put their hand on his shoulder, the police officer's shoulder, and said, you need to back off a little bit. That's too much. And that's
exactly.
That's all they need to say.
Because they handled him like he was a combatant, and he showed no sign of resisting.
Right, and we don't know if he has a history with those particular officers, if there was an officer that knew this guy. We don't know any of that.
And how can it be a racial thing so much? Because it's funny that the certain minorities, one of the police officers I had noticed that was of Asian heritage, and he was watching it go on. But all I'm hearing is white, 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 white. Because that Asian guy, by watching it, and allowing that to continue is just as guilty as the guy to put the knee on his carotid artery.
Right.
So I just don't understand. But when I see the term, even our local affiliate called it, an uprising or this. Nobody wants to use the word riot for Dan. Why is that? Is that politically correct?
Yeah, because if you're a rioting, you're a bad person, and they don't want these people to be bad.
And breaking in and stealing. I mean, did you see the one guy who took a fire extinguisher? I'm not going to even say what color he was, because it doesn't matter what color. It doesn't matter if he's a man or a woman. A human being took a fire extinguisher and tried to put out the fire that started in AutoZone. Yeah, AutoZone store. He got belted with rocks and bricks and bottles.
Yeah, throws up his hands and says, okay.
I mean, what does that tell us about society?
Well, let me tell you, the AutoZone is not guilty of anything. And to take it out on the AutoZone, to steal from the AutoZone, and then burn it, and then also go in and do what they did to Target, is just Target, unbelievable.
Yeah. And Target's one of the most liberal stores in the country. They were the first to have transgender bathrooms in their stores. So here's the liberals attacking a very liberal store.
Well, I'm not sure if it's a liberal-to-liberal equation here.
Well, maybe they don't think that far and that deep. Maybe I thought too deep. But they didn't think too far, that 75-80-inch TVs. Did you get one, Dan?
Did not.
Oh. Well, maybe one of those the guys that had four or five, and you might have them on eBay for me. I might be able to pick me one up.
There you go.
All right, gentlemen, I appreciate it. It's a sad, sad day for us.
It's a pleasure. You have a good day. How about a wild man, Jacob? Coming back to you two right after this.
In your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, Sue. Haven't seen you in a while.
Hey, Roz. It has been a few weeks, but you look a little upset.
I am. Remember the days when your doctor wrote you a prescription and you took it anywhere you wanted to get it filled?
Yes. I feel like my freedom to choose is slowly being taken away from me by insurance companies and these pharmacy benefit managers, whatever they are.
My understanding is that those pharmacy benefit managers are middlemen making billions of dollars by telling us what medicine to take, how to take it, and where to get it.
Really? What's next?
Mail order pharmacy. How personal is that?
I want to be able to look at my pharmacist in the eye and ask questions about my prescriptions, not dial some 800 number and then be put on hold, waiting to talk to someone I don't even know. This is my health we are talking about here.
Don't let those insurance companies controlled by the pharmacy benefit managers tell you where to get your prescriptions filled. Visit us at Adams Drugs and let us continue to provide you the kind of health care you deserve. Adams Drugs, providing quality personal prescription service for over 58 years.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and we are thrilled to be open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. We are loaded with hundreds of mattresses on sale from great factories, Serta, Jameson, Beautyrest, Southern, and others. New models have arrived, but I still have loads of discontinued models to liquidate. Save hundreds on hybrids, latex, memory foam, and plain old mattresses, as I have to clear out over 50 models to make room for the new stuff. This sale is limited to stock, so hurry in for the best selection. We have many twin-long mattresses in stock and adjustable bases on sale. All beds and headboards are awesome. also on sale. No interest financing is available with approved credit, and we offer delivery throughout Central Alabama. Mr. Sandman is a stocking dealer with three warehouses packed with inventory, so you can have a new mattress, bed, or adjustable base today. Voted Montgomery's favorite mattress.
News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV. I can't walk out.
272922A, that's where we are. Getting ready for the weekend.
Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word?
I bruised my ribs, and today it kept getting worse and worse and worse. This morning was the worst. So I finally broke down. I don't ever take Advil and things like that. I only have it in my house for other people. And so I took two Advil about an hour and a half ago, and it's amazing the difference. I'm not, like, doubled over in pain. Let's go to Jacob. Jacob, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, how you doing, Dan?
I'm good, and you today?
I'm doing pretty good, just a hot day.
What's on your mind?
Well, I was wanting to weigh in on the situation with the cop and the black man that passed away.
Yep.
Was
killed.
It was completely uncalled for, in my opinion. I mean, it was 3-on-1. No doubt, cop faced terrible situations a lot of times every day, but they need to remember that they can't just do whatever they want to and hurt people and I can't even think of how I'm trying to put this, but it's just heartbreaking, really, that he just sat there with the knee on the back of his neck. I mean, he had to mentally know that he was hurting that man.
Well, and he's sitting there looking at the guy filming him. It's almost like he did it for the guy who's filming him.
Yeah, see, that makes it all the worse.
It's like, really does.
You got to be a human. You got to realize in a situation like that, that you're harming another person. You got to have a heart. If you're incapable of having a heart and treating somebody as human rather than just a throwaway, so to speak, then you shouldn't be in law enforcement, because you got to have in the back of your mind, look, I've got to be a decent human being and not just brutally hurt somebody. And in this situation, kill them just because I feel it's just necessary.
Yeah, I agree.
But that was all I wanted to weigh in on. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you. Man, very, very, very sad situation, folks. Very sad situation. And the two people I talked to last night, particularly on the police side, management, directorship type stuff, there was nothing in any manual anywhere that said what they did was called for. The guy was trying to pass a $20 bill that was counterfeit. And I thought it was a check at first, but then they said that it was a bill. And I don't know if it was known to them or, I believe they do regular precinct duty in Minneapolis, like most police stations do, where a particular sector of a city is done by that particular precinct. And so those officers that are around know kind of who the bad guys are.
Sure.
And so I don't know if he had history with them, if any of the police officers knew them, but we need to find out. We need to find out fast, because Minneapolis is burning. Let's go to the phone. Let's go to Steve. Steve, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, my friend. And you?
Oh, well, I'm kind of sad. Did you hear the news about Rory Ann Connor?
No.
Yeah, Rory Ann passed. A lot of people may not know who Rory Ann was, but she was attorney here in Montgomery for 30 plus years, and she was one of the original female officers with MPD.
She wasn't that old, right?
67.
That's young.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It is for me now.
It is for me, too, because she and I are running neck and neck.
Man.
So, but she was, I mean, she did a lot of cutting-edge stuff when she, and, you know, she was a, she taught at Troy State, and, but when she came out of the police academy, she, you know, she was a female, and she started talking and doing things about rape and doing other things that male officers really, you know, didn't want to get into or weren't that enthused about. But she was, you know, she was one of those people you worked with. You just knew, you know, she was really smart, and she knew how to get things done. She knew how to take a bad guy in without having to use force.
How'd she do that? Charm?
She just used her intellect. She was just a smart person. She knew how to talk to people, and but she was a good friend, and I'm going to miss her.
Well, what did you think about what happened in Minneapolis?
It's just unacceptable, Dan. I mean, you know, they don't even teach. They quit teaching a long time ago in police academies the carotid restraint because too many people got killed by, you know, putting your hands on their neck or throat or putting your arm, putting them in a chokehold and trying to subdue them. So they quit teaching that a long time ago. And, you know, the old standard that I was taught a long time ago, and my first training officer said, you know, when the handcuffs go on, then it stops.
Yeah, the fight's over.
Fight's over. And, you know, if you're by yourself and you're trying to hold on and they're struggling with you and wrestling with you and trying to get up off the ground, but if you got help, and it's when somebody tarnishes the badge like that, you know, it's reflective on everybody. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate you. 272-9228, that's where we are. Got some new things that are kind of happening out there. But we have to take a break?
Mm-hmm.
Slipped by me again, huh?
Yeah, well, we've been...
We're having too much fun.
Right. We've had some pretty long-winded callers, Soldier Boy. That's giving me a hard time.
We're not naming names or anything. We're going to be back. Dan Moore Show right after this. What you do?
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
We know Jeff Coleman is the mover and shaker. As the proud father of three Alabama girls, as the loving husband of Tiffany, we know him from his signs all over the 2nd District of Alabama, and we know he's running to be our congressman. What kind of congressman will he be? That's easy. Jeff Coleman's a can-do kind of guy. Support President Trump across the board? Coleman can do. Fight to help our president build that wall. Strengthen the Second Amendment. Lower taxes? Coleman can do.
push the socialists and liberals back hard? Coleman can do. Let them whine. Jeff Coleman's a conservative businessman. Like President Trump, he moves and shakes till our conservative ways win out. Keep Alabama and America great? Coleman can do.
I'm Jeff Coleman, candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios in Montgomery, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 2 years now, and I can't say enough good things about the folks here at Blue Water. It's outstanding. We've been in business for many, many years, and without a doubt, Blue Water Broadcasting Radio has absolutely been our best mode of advertising. I highly recommend it to any business owner that wants to grow their business.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Minneapolis bracing for another night of protests over the man who died in police custody last night, torching and looting by rioters, some of them coming under fire from other protesters themselves.
We don't need you tearing up our community, breaking our windows up, and tearing up our streets. We need you to bring justice to this community.
Four officers fired, none yet charged.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. And a man who missed a flight at Boston's Logan International Airport is now missing a lot more than that. That man
questioned by the TSA about the cash he was carrying. That's when he claimed to be carrying $1,500, then changed the amount to between $40,000 and $50,000. After officials counted it, the grand total was actually $138,980. They say his destination was, quote, a source area for illegal narcotics. The man refused to sign a receipt for the money and left the airport.
Fox's Tanya J. Howard. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Another day, another risk of thunderstorms in the forecast today. We're headed for the upper 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms most numerous this afternoon and this evening. A couple of stronger storms can't be ruled out. Tonight's low 67. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix, upper 80s again. Generous supply of showers and thunderstorms will be roaming around. On Saturday, I can't rule out an isolated thunderstorm somewhere in the area during the afternoon. Otherwise, much of the weekend should be warm and dry with highs in the upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Seen you looking so bad, my funky one. You tell me that you're super fine.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
My heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there. No.
272922A, that's where we are.
Any major dude will tell you.
Let's start with the SpaceX launch delay, and then we'll try again on Saturday's story.
An historic trip into space will now have to wait until Saturday. Bad weather, as you know, forced a postponement of yesterday's launch of a SpaceX rocket carrying NASA astronauts. Mark Strassman is at the Kennedy Space Center. Mark, I was watching. They came so close.
So close. In fact, it was 17 minutes. 17 minutes before launch, SpaceX called it off. The rough, rainy weather that had threatened here all day violated the safety rules at launch time, and so it was a no-go. NASA astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley had already strapped strapped into the Crew Dragon capsule. The fueling process was underway, and spectators, including President Trump and Vice President Pence, were watching. But those rolling storms proved to be too much. At one point, while the crew was in the capsule, an area near the Kennedy Space Center was under a tornado warning. SpaceX is trying to make history, becoming the first company to launch people into space, would open a new era, commercializing space and letting companies become space taxis for NASA and other customers. This mission would take two NASA astronauts all the way to the International Space Station. Behnken and Hurley would stay there at least 6 weeks. These guys are both space veterans. SpaceX has revolutionized rocketry. Its Falcon 9 rocket is reusable, and that slashes costs and makes launches so much more affordable. Its crewed capsule is full of 2020 technology and has been compared to a flying iPhone. But no one, not SpaceX, not NASA, can control the weather, and safety, of course, is priority one. So this weekend, they're going to try all over again, first on Saturday afternoon, and if that doesn't work, on Sunday afternoon. Here is the bad news, though, Tony. Both days, right now at least, only a 40% positive chance for the weather.
A fine iPhone. Did you see inside the capsule where they had the screens in front of them?
I didn't get to see that angle.
They're controlling the spacecraft by touchscreen. I know.
Wow.
And what happened is the Telesub scientists and engineers worked with NASA and worked with the pilots, and they basically built something that's never been built before. And it's, you've heard about flying by wire.
Yeah.
Well, this is flying by screen. It's literally touch screen. I wonder, when you hear the words, oops, what that mean? But it really is fascinating what they did.
Yeah.
Fascinating. What they're going to do is they're going to fly up, dock with the space station, do work there, get back in the capsule, and then they'll come back to Earth, and then the pod that they're in will separate from the rocket, and then it will jettison, and then it'll parachute down into the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, and then the regular part of the craft will go back and do a vertical landing.
Yeah, I've seen those with these Falcon 9 rockets. It's quite incredible.
And the reason they jettison the pilots is just out of the chance that it were to tip over or something, it was too risky. And so even though they've had a lot of success with it, they didn't want to take that. They'll save the rocket and save the astronauts. That is absolutely amazing. This is free enterprise meeting government at the right place where they are the big... the government's going to get into the brokerage of a space travel business, and they're going to SpaceX rented the pad, and so it's theirs. They're leasing it so they can do multiple rockets. Different companies have different pads that are out there. He wanted that one, so they paid the top dollar for it. That's smart. Government's part to lease it out. They lease out the. And mission control, where you go in, and there's actually a launch room at Kennedy, and then at Houston, they have the launch observation there. It's once it clears and it's lifted off and it's in space, and Houston takes over. My brief time in NASA, I got to learn all this kind of stuff, but it's it really is neat. Really is neat. I'm excited for them. I one of the great things that happened to me was I was assigned over to NASA for a brief period of time. We had three events that were colliding at the same time. We thought in 1984 we may be running against John Glenn. And John Glenn, U.S. Senator, former astronaut, and the Mercury Mission Group, very famous first orbit U.S. citizen to orbit around the Earth. We also had the movie The Right Stuff that was coming out.
Yeah.
And so as my position at NASA, I got to see the uncut version of The Right Stuff. And it's really funny. They were doing it, and they asked us, what would you do? What did we do wrong here? Now, I had only been working for NASA for like a month and a half.
Right.
And so I brought up to the point, I said, you know, every time they're talking, you're not hearing the beep, which is the code for I'm finished talking, now you talk. They left out the beep.
Oh.
And I mentioned that to him. And then the other people in the room go, he's right.
He's only been here a month.
But I'm telling you, I was like a little kid at NASA. Yeah. And I had the launches and the landings and all that kind of stuff. It came out, and all the artifacts, Space Camp, Air and Space Museum, all of that came under my office. And I was like a kid in a candy store. I just had the best time. And doing the launches, and then particularly doing the landing. And then before I had gone out there, I did the landing on July the 4th, where Ronald Reagan goes out and the space shuttle lands at Edwards Air Force Base. And so I'd gone back and looked at every environment, film for every environment that a president had had with astronauts, whether it was, you don't remember this, but you probably remember the photograph that the Apollo moon mission astronauts were coming back, and they put them in an Airstream kind of motorhome, a little unit. And so Nixon is looking at them, and they're looking through a window at Nixon.
Right, right.
And Nixon's looking at them, waving, and they're talking through a receiver there. And then you had a meeting at the White House where they dropped the medal, and Kennedy has to pick up the medal to pin it on Shepard. And I looked at all that footage. Nowhere, and imagine this, I said, this is absolutely incredible. I remember calling back to the house and saying this. What we're going to do is they're going to land in the space shuttle, coming from outer space, landing on Earth's surface. We're going to pull the stairs up to the space shuttle. The astronauts are going to come down the stairs, and at the bottom of the stairs will be the President of the United States to greet them back to Earth. And Deaver was like orgasmic. He was like,
yeah,
damn, that's the best thing I've ever heard you do. And it was absolutely amazing to do that. Now, they've been up in space, and they're very wobbly, and they're carrying, they have a parachute on and all this kind of stuff in case they have to jettison. But we watch them land, and then we take the motorcade out there and greet them. And you probably don't remember this, but they had this problem with the tiles on the space shuttle would fall off, and they were worried that the coming re-entry, they would burn through the tile and burn into the space shuttle, which is what happened with the one that blew up in Texas. That's exactly what happened.
Challenger? Or no?
No, Challenger was the...
Off the launch pad.
Discoverer, I think it was.
Yeah.
But it really was remarkable. So they meet them, and so the President, Mrs. Reagan, are out there, and they're going up, and the President's asking them, was it scary knowing the tiles could come out? And they went underneath the space shuttle, and the astronauts pointing to the President, showing the President the tiles that had problems with it. It was the best TV ever. And then, to add to that, we had about 1 million people that were out there on 4th of July to watch the space shuttle land, and then we had room for about 120,000 to listen to the President's speech, and I had as a backdrop a space shuttle.
Yeah.
And I put a blue carpet behind it. I got so much flack from the director of NASA about that. You put a blue carpet on a space shuttle? So I had to have a backdrop. You know, you want the blue backdrop for it. And it was absolutely... It was one of the most fun, dynamic events that I've ever done. We have Challenger on top of a 747. And so Reagan is going to commission Challenger. And so he does this thing and says, "In Challenger, I release you." And 747 with a space shuttle on top of it takes off at Edwards Air Force Base. And the engine and takes off. And so I've got the pilot is doing a slow circle around at a tilt, a wing tilt. And he's coming back around. You're supposed to do a flyover at 1,000 feet. I had kind of a deal with this guy. He did 500 feet. So Reagan, I have it timed, and so I'm telling him to come in and do the final approach. I have a NAVCOM there, and I'm communicating directly with the pilot. I think his last name was Hinderger. And so I tell him to do the round, and we're singing God Bless America. And so the President's mic is keyed, have the music, and so Reagan is sitting there
God bless America. And the plane is coming around. And it's doing a wingtip all the way around, coming in at 500 feet. And he's singing, God, and his voice starts cracking. And I'm standing behind them, and there's a picture of the Reagans together. Reagan's behind the podium, NR's to his right, and he reaches down, and they're holding hands, singing God Bless America with his hand over his heart, his left hand on his heart. And they are, it was unbelievable. That thing comes by, and it's roaring. I mean, it's screaming, and the crowd goes nuts. Turn around, and there's a tear coming down Reagan's face. It's one of the most incredible events I'd ever done. Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
I never seen you looking so bad, my funky one. You tell me that your super fine mind has come undone.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there no more. Any major dude will tell you. Any major dude.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Join us for the inaugural Alabama Poppy Project in historic downtown Prattville to honor our fallen heroes. 1,000 bright red, handmade ceramic poppies are on display in this free outdoor art exhibition created by Hanson Fine Art and Pottery. Poppies can be reserved while supplies last for $45, with a portion of the proceeds benefiting nonprofit organizations honoring the fallen and the families they left behind. For more information, visit alabamapoppyproject.com. The art exhibit runs through Sunday, May 31st.
Sounds like a job for AC Pilot Choir.
Turn to the experts at AC Pilot Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,850 on a new Carrier AC and heating system, or get 0% financing up to 60 months with approved credit. Plus, get a 10-year parts and labor warranty on your new system when you sign a maintenance agreement. Contact AC Pilot Choir for details. ACPilotChoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC Pilot Choir.
License number 84417. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones and let's go to the very patient Larry G. Larry G, how are you, my friend?
What's going on, Morris?
What's kicking, chicken?
I don't know, it's a nice day outside. Listen, let me touch on a minute after staying real quick here.
Yep.
The handbook over there in the city on Minneapolis now, the police department allow officers to put their knee or leg, which was a little weird to me, on a perpetrator's neck. Now, what they didn't show...
Wait. You're saying the Minneapolis Police Department...
Police Department allow officers to do that.
To put their knee on
knee,
their...
They can put their knee or their leg or whatever.
On their neck. Let me make sure I'm hearing you right. You're saying that the Minneapolis Police
Department...
Let me give it to you, and you just answer yes or no. The Minneapolis Police Department... Police manual says you can put your knee on their neck.
Knee or leg, yes.
On leg.
Call but... over there, Morris. Okay, call just... over there.
Okay, what...
They got a black
Larry,
people,
Larry,
okay?
Larry. He didn't put his knee on his leg. He put his knee on his neck.
I didn't say his leg, Dad. I said that the police department allowed him to put the officer put his leg or knee any way he wants to on a perpetrator's body, according to their handbook.
No, I'm not.
What am I saying is correct, Dad. I'm saying what I have found out.
Okay, I'm just.
Now let me move on.
Wait, okay. Start this, Larry G. Where did you find that out?
I called the police department in Minneapolis. You can go online. Most of these local
which did you do? Which did you do?
Online.
Larry G., which did you do?
I'm sorry?
Which did you do? Call or look at it online?
I did both.
So you saw it online, it says that.
I saw it online. I also got it. Larry G.,
copy down that page and send it to me at dan@danmorrisshow.com.
Okay, let me interject this.
No. Will you do that?
Sometime today or tomorrow. But right now,
Larry G., I do not believe you. I talked to two police officers. Both of them in there's no police. There's no manual that says that anywhere.
May I finish my commentary? As I said at the outset, regarding Minneapolis local police department, they allow officers. It's in their rules and regulations.
And Larry G., I'm not going to let you just keep perpetuating. If that were a fact, that would have been in the news. That's why I do not.
A lot of stuff of facts are not in the news.
Larry G., just send me the link and then we'll have a conversation. Thank you. Oh, boy. I hate it when people do that. When the thing was born yesterday. Especially, let me tell you, folks, when I'm asking you questions like that, the more you interrupt me when I'm asking you the question to try to do what's called choke off the question, the less I believe you. Because that's what you're doing. You're trying to choke off the facts that you know I'm getting down to what the facts really are here, and you try to choke it off, and then you try to divert somewhere else. I went on the website and looked at it, and I called them. You didn't call the Minneapolis Police Department. I should have asked him what the telephone number was. Or asked him when he called and what the number was. That just, folks, don't do that stuff. It just, you don't sound smart when you do. It sounds like you have an agenda. Dan Morris Show, top of the hour break, coming up. I know you guys are sad about that. Going to be back right after this.
Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.